Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, this week's episode is solo, and it comes from a question that somebody asked on Instagram. Actually, I got a question in my DMs after one of our past episodes on writing the perfect pitch. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, hopefully that is valuable to you. Go back and listen to it. But maybe you should listen to this one first, because today we're actually going to talk about how to figure out which media people you need to reach out to, and also how to find them. So that was their question. They were like, hey, I love the episode on, writing the perfect pitch, but my problem is that I don't have the expensive software to find all these media contacts. So for anybody listening out there that doesn't know about this type of software, there's tons of software out there that help you connect with media people. Like, you can actually get their... you can search things, like you can search people who write on ballet, and all these writers will pop up. And, you know, maybe they've done a story on ballet in the past. Maybe they write on sports or whatever. But you can actually build media lists inside this software and then actually reach out to those people, because you can get their email addresses. So for people who can't afford that software, because some of that software is really expensive, y'all. So for people who can't afford the software, it's like running uphill in sand, you know, like, how do you find these media people? And also, like, where do you even begin? Think about how many blogs and magazines and newspapers and TV shows and podcasts and all these forms of media. Like, how do you even figure out who to go after? So that is actually where I'm going to start today. So first, we're going to figure out your angles, and that's going to help you know which media outlets are going to actually cover you. Because if you reach out to people that don't write about your industry or whatever, then it's kind of pointless. So this will help, like, save you some time ultimately. So the first thing I always look at, you know, with every client, when we take on a new PR client, we build them a custom list. And we go through a little checklist to determine what types of media outlets we want to build or want to put on the list. So the number one thing we look at is who you are, who the business is. Like when I say not the industry, but we're talking about like the founder and CEO, who are they? You know, like literally write down every word you can think of. So we'll take me, for example, okay? So I'm a millennial, I'm female, I am, a sorority girl, I am, white, I am, a Floridian, I am, an alumni of Florida State, an alumni of Southern Miss. Like, literally write down everything you can think of. For other people, maybe you're a mom, maybe you're a military spouse, maybe you're a cancer survivor. Like, look at all these details of who you are, and write down a list of who you are, or the founder or CEO. And if you're working for like a big corporation, so for example, like we work with some of these huge hotels, obviously we're probably not going to write, you know, we're not going to be pitching people on the owner of the hotel, because usually they don't really want to be in the public eye. So in a situation like that, what we would do is we'd either focus on the general manager or some of their key staff. Because I think that people love reading stories on people, right? That's what makes businesses unique, is like the people that work in them, the people that service you when you use that business or establishment. So, figure out who you are, whether that's the founder, the CEO, the general manager, some of the key players within the company. And you can do several. You don't have to just pick one person, because that will definitely help you, narrow down. So write down those people and underneath their names, do a list of describing, adjectives, I guess, of who they are. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, what the business does. So this is where you're going to write down industry or niche. So for our hotels, that's always hospitality or travel. Whatever business you're working on. If you're a restaurant, food and beverage. If you are somewhere in the arts, you're in the arts. Okay, so that's number two. That one's pretty easy and straightforward. Number three is where you do it. So where is the business? So from I always use these hotels as examples. They are Florida. They're in Florida, or they're in Arizona. They're in, Nashville or whatever. So where are they physically? Also, you can do little angles, if they're beachfront or if they're inner city or if they are in the desert, so where the business is. And then you can also even where are your customers coming from? Okay. So, for some of our Florida hotels, they see a lot of people from the Southeast in general, right? So Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, we see visitors, from those states. So you can even target, write down those cities where you see your customers or guests coming from. So that's number three, where you do it. Okay. And then number four, this one's a little more broad, but what causes do you want to support? And that may go back to who you are. If you're a cancer survivor, maybe your business wants to support breast cancer awareness. If you have an autistic child, maybe you want to support one of the autism organizations. And you can also base it on who your employees are and also who your customers are. So if you serve a lot of women, I think it'd be smart for you to work with organizations that help women, right? So those are the four things that we really look at. One, who you are, the founder, CEO, GM, whoever. Two, what you do, your industry or niche. Three, where you do it. And also beachfront or whatever. So where you do it. And number four, what are you passionate about? What causes do you support? What do you feel passionately about? So once you define those four, here's where it gets into the nitty gritty. And I told y'all before, people think PR is so fun and fabulous, and it is. I mean, I love my job so much. But this is one of the non-fabulous moments where you're like, oh my God, this is the nitty gritty of PR. And I always explain this to people when they interview with us, they think a PR role is literally okay, we're going to go to these parties and we're going to meet some people and we're going to make friends. And then I'm going to call them when I need them. Oh my God. So I try to explain to people and be very upfront. I'm like, get ready to Google stuff for hours on end. So here we go. This is once you have all of those things written down from the first four checklists that I gave you, you're going to use these key terms to search. You may want to write this down. Okay. Magazines, blogs, newspaper, radio, TV, show, podcast, vlog, event, summit, conference. Okay, so those are the words that I use to search. And here's what we do to search them. So I go back to my list at the beginning that we talked about, who you are. Okay, so for example, for me, millennial, I type in millennial magazines. I search that one time and I see what I find. I go in and once I see five good results, I go into those sites And I actually go in looking for the associate publisher, or a writer. Sometimes they'll have an About Us page on the site, but sometimes they won't. And so then you have to like take to Twitter and see, or you can go to like some of their articles on the site a lot of times, and you'll be able to see the writer's name. So, you know, like click into one of the articles and it'll say like, you know, by Brittany Smith. Well, a lot of times they'll have Brittany Smith's LinkedIn right there, her Twitter or whatever. So then you can, I would definitely say go follow them on Twitter. Journalists are all over Twitter. If you take anything from this episode, like, holy cow, I do not love Twitter. Twitter's probably my least favorite social media platform. I don't know. I just never got into it. And I'm not going to go down the whole route of like all this Elon Musk drama and whatnot, but I will say I don't know anything about Elon Musk, and I stay out of the news a lot because of just drama. But I am a proponent for free speech. So, you know, when people say things, you can't just cut them off, like free speech people. So there's that. So whatever he does with Twitter, I've never really been a fan of Twitter anyway, but it is a necessary in our industry because journalists are all over Twitter. I don't know why that's like their number one outlet, but it is. So go follow them on Twitter and start engaging with their stuff, okay? Sometimes on the site, you can find their email address, but otherwise, like over time, if you build a relationship with them on Twitter, you could literally like shoot them a message and say like, hey, I have a really cool story. You know, would you share your email? And I have definitely done that before and it actually worked out great. And it helps if you engage with their stuff, whether you're doing it on Instagram or Twitter, because they'll recognize your name when it comes through in the inbox, you know? So that's always good. So that's just the first term. So literally we just searched millennial magazines and sometimes you'll get 10 or 15 responses. So just to go through one search term can take like an hour because then you go down the rabbit hole in each one of these, you know, magazines that you found and you're looking for, you know, 2 to 3 contacts, you know, maybe it's the editor, maybe it's the associate editor, whatever the case may be. So that's just one search term, okay? Then you keep the word millennial and you go on to the second search term I gave y'all, blog, millennial blogs. Same thing. You Google that and then see all of the ones that pop up. So sometimes like this is something you're going to have to chop into like a multiple day project because otherwise you will literally go brain dead. Because think about all the terms that we made in that first list, who you are, what you do, where you do it, what are you passionate about? You're going to go through each one of those words and you're going to individually Google, you know, Latina magazine, Latina blog, Latina newspaper, Latina radio, Latina TV, Latina show, Latina podcast. Each one of those searches can take like an hour, okay? And then you're going to move on to the next word, like, you know, entrepreneur magazine, entrepreneur blog, entrepreneur newspaper, entrepreneur. I mean, so it gets really, really tedious. And I'm not, like, honestly, if you have one of the software platforms, I mean, that does help a little. It does help. It helps. But I mean, you're still inside that software for hours building a list. So that helps us. You know, we work with a lot of hospitality, travel, leisure, that kind of stuff. Also some products and services. So it does help over time. Like after you've built several of these lists, if we're working with people in a similar industry, then it's pretty like it actually makes your life a little bit easier because you already know some of the contacts and you can kind of steal some from another list kind of thing. But yeah, so and also another thing that you could do. So after you search and you do all that search, I would build a spreadsheet. Okay. So like a Google sheet of name, publication name, Twitter, email. That's probably the best things that you need. So every time you find someone on those searches, drop them into that spreadsheet. So in the future, when you're going to reach out, then you've got everything in one spreadsheet, right? And like I said, like go down and follow each one of them on Twitter. I definitely think that's valuable. And then also another thing you can do as well is use Instagram. We look at location tags and hashtags to see who's writing, you know, and who's writing on what topics. So that could be a good idea as well if you don't have the software. And this one's a little whatever, but you can look at who has featured your competitors. So if you are a fitness brand and you want to see, you know, and I would search your number one competitor. And, you know, if you're a, you know, HIIT gym, then I would search Orange Theory and see who's writing stories on Orange Theory. Boom. If they're interested in writing about Orange Theory, they're probably interested on your business, in your business as well, right? And then again, you can go through specific publication research. Maybe there are some specific publications that you really want to be featured in. So go to town, get on their website, look for contacts like on the about page, or go through each story, or maybe a specific story that's in your industry. See who wrote them, find their email, their LinkedIn, their Twitter, and definitely try to connect with them, you know. And especially, I always say this too, before you immediately hit them for a story, like, just engage with them. Just start, you know, retweeting their stuff or liking their stuff or whatever the case may be. Just start engaging with them. You know, because you're trying to build a relationship here. If you come straight out of the gate and you're just start asking them for stuff, you're a lot less likely to get anything, you know? So definitely make sure you lead with, you know, introducing yourself, who you are, what you do, who you represent, and just start engaging with their stuff before you immediately ask them for a favor. So, and after, you know, I always say this too, I've had some people, and bless, they didn't know, okay? Like, they don't know that this is a really cliche question. But people are like, oh, do you have a travel media list that I can use? Just send that over my way, please. Thanks. And I'm like, no. That's a very cliche thing in our world. You don't share your contact list. So, because A, these things take hours to build. And also B, like, people get really annoyed if you share their contact information with someone that they don't, unless you ask them. If you're like, hey, can I share this with so-and-so? Then that's just, you know, would you want somebody handing out your cell phone number to random people? No, you would not. So same thing with that. So, you know, just a little PR etiquette tip for anybody out there. Like, you know, it's very, you don't ask each other for your media lists. Now, if you know, you got something, maybe somebody can intro you. That's a good idea. But you don't just say like, oh, hey, let me get that spreadsheet. Yeah, no, that's like back in high school, you know, when you like, didn't do your homework and, or you did your homework and the person sitting next to you is like, oh, hey, can I just copy that really quick? And you're like, no, get out of here. Like, I spent hours on this last night. You could have done it yourself. Like, you can tell what type of person I was. I'm not sharing that with you. I didn't want to do this crap last night either. I wanted to watch Saved by the Bell, but instead I was freaking working on this homework and I'm not going to just hand it over to you. So there's that. Same thing in this scenario. So it's kind of like asking somebody's salary. You don't just like do that, you know? So, all right, cool. Well, stay tuned in a future episode. We're going to talk about, the do's and don'ts of media outreach. So that'll be kind of a follow-up episode to this one, but thanks for the question. I love it when you guys send questions. It helps me think of topics and I obviously want this to be valuable to y'all. So keep the questions coming. Hit me up on Instagram or on LinkedIn. Have a great day and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socialese, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.